mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Chris in New York, Adam Nomi friends joining us. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex.
NPR. It's liberal. Never mind the tanks. Never mind the surveillance. We're liberal. Non-threatening. Non-threatening. Black Op Command, CIA train. Move in the forces. Put the poison away. Liberal. Liberal. My socks don't match. Liberal. Liberal. Ah, savage murder program. Total takeover. Genetic engineering. Ah. You know, but, NPR. 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 Liberal. Liberal. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Don't be racist. Let foreign banks have Obamacare. Don't be racist. Oh, my gosh. Alex wants violence. He's against the feds taking over. I'm not without Alex Jones. I'm a rancher and a Texan now. My name's Glenn Beck, and I don't like Alex. Alex, as a Texan, get out of here. Sorry, go ahead.
Yesterday I think you were talking to somebody about what is a federal government. There's supposed to be a limited government. But right now, with this, all these executive orders and all the power grab, it's looking more like a federal monarchy.
No, that's racist to say. Why are you being... calling for violence? You're not supposed to be with the government or with the Alex Jones murderers. You're supposed to be with me. Me, Glenn Beck.
Another thing, do you believe...
And my other effeminate friends. Sorry, go ahead.
Do you believe in the electoral system?
Yes, I do believe in the electoral system, but it's been corrupted as well. But a pure democracy, if they bring in just the total vote, they're going to, all the big states are going to be able to dominate the low population states. That's why we have that, because California will be able to vote to tell you what to do in Idaho. Can you imagine the nightmare? No escaping California. California will vote with New York to probably castrate all men or something.
Well, what I'm trying to get my point here is this is, you know, it's getting too out of control.
Report to be castrated, or you're with a murderer, Alex Jones.
And the electoral system, you know, seems somehow to be corrupted. If people wake up, they will be more open to a secession.
That sounds pretty racist. By the way, will you guys do me a favor? Good point, sir. Will you print me the Declaration of Independence? Oh, my God. The world is so insane. Great points. Thank you for the call, sir. I'm sorry you got me and I was a little bit dingy today. Let's talk to, that's what my dad calls it when he gets goofy, dingy. I'm a little dingy. Carl in Washington. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, it's great to talk with you. I just loved your Piers Morgan interview. He didn't know what to do with you.
Why? Because somebody just dare say you're an enemy agent or take my guns? Stop acting like you're trying to be reasonable? You're a freaking foreign agent, you piece of crap? Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, that was just absolutely wonderful. He had no comebacks, no nothing. Anyhow, I want to get on to a couple other items here.
Just get on to the racism.
Yeah, I just love a lot. I really do love Obama. In jail... wherever he needs to be. Maybe in a camp might be a good place for Obama.
Well, I think after he has a good jury trial of a jury of his peers.
Yeah, exactly.
That then we should all exile him to the Phantom Zone. Be a good place for them.
Right. I got a couple items for you. One is reestablish. I'd like to have some people that have some backbone sign on to the reestablishment of the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights.
I knew you'd get around to racism. Sir, FCC didn't allow the dirty word, the C word, on air. I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you, Carl. What an extremist. I apologize for that call, folks. We'll be right back.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no hair. Has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Phone calls right now. Naomi Prince, former managing director of Goldman Sachs, with the inside scoop on what she sees happening in the economy, the stock market, coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to go ahead now and go back to your phone calls. We're going to talk to John in Oklahoma. You're on the air, sir. What's on your mind on this Thursday edition?
Hello, Mr. Jones.
So since I did a trendy voice last hour, everybody's going to do that? Fine. You want me to talk in an NPR voice to you? Oh, hello, John in Oklahoma. How are you doing? We're non-threatening. Lay down your firearms. We're the authority. Go to sleep. Let us run everything. The system's in charge. We just want to help. Go ahead.
Just telling you how I spread the word. I get a bunch of confetti together, write little weird little messages on them, little designs, you know, like one of them I'll put like the word U.S. Constitution on one side, and on the other, I'll just put "Read Me." I'll put a picture of the info war plane coming over the head, dropping the info bombs, and I do that all over the place.
That's a genius idea, and that's why InfoWars continues to grow. And we had to recode the whole site I finally got the design I want. It looks good. It looks kind of like the old site, but clean and has the bigger article pages and, you know, kind of looks like the other big news sites. It'll be done soon. We've gone through two different changes, and then I decided to recode the site another way, and it's almost done. But thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, brother. What else is on your mind today?
Hey, you know, everybody, get out there. Go to the county meetings. Go to the, you know, the city hall meetings. Let your voice be heard. Tell the truth.
I don't know. That sounds kind of violent. That sounds kind of racist. I appreciate your call. Your phone's breaking up a little bit there. Thank you for all you do, sir. That's what MSNBC and other people, I hate to keep mentioning, just because I don't want to fight with them because they do a lot of good work, are saying that I am calling for violence and that WorldNet Daily is and that Drudge is. I forgot that. In the new articles, and I mean there's literally hundreds of them. I don't have time to read them all. There's just scores of them. And I go spot check them, and it's like, we expect Drudge and WorldNet Daily and the crazy nutbag Alex Jones to, you know, be supporting violence out there and this rebellion out west. But now Fox News. So they'll put the lies just in there as a factoid. Like, we expect them, of course, to want all the violence. But I mean, Fox News, Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity's on the right side of this. I guess he was a blue-collar worker and gets it. And then other people aren't on it. This lawless moocher on government land, it's not government land. It was his great, seven generations grandfather. 50-something Mormon families going into the middle of the desert so they can be left alone. And they literally built the little towns that are there. And then, yeah, Grandpa, back to World War II, and America's perfect now. All right, I'll pay grazing fees. Well, it's only a cent an acre. Well, I got the rights, but I guess you're going to help us manage it and stuff. All right, I'll sign on to that. And then they raise the fees where everybody goes out of business, you know, speed up to the 1990s. And Bundy goes, listen, I've looked at the law, and I'm not paying this. You lazy moocher. If you was having an anchor baby up in Vegas or, you know, getting your college paid for while they're taking old ladies' houses for unpaid property tax, that'd be all right. But you dirty moocher on land from 1877, and then you got the nerve, you coward, to walk straight up to feds with guns saying, we're going to shoot if you cross that fence, and you cross that fence like something out of a hero Hollywood John Wayne movie. I've never seen something as bad. That Alex Jones is a violent killer. And by the way, there's no Chinese government with the reeds. There's only hundreds of AP, Reuters, Fox News, CNN, Wall Street Journal admitting it was a scandal 2 years ago. And that the Bundy's land is listed, they just go, oh no, the solar farm's over here. It's only 100 million bullets, not 1.6 billion. Because they go show you one purchase of bullets and don't show you all the others. They play these frickin' games with people, and I am sick of it. I am tired of it. I feel like I missed out on the birth of another child not being able to go to that. I had no idea that was going to blow up like that. I thought they'd beat up a bunch of people and they'd stand down. And I'd have my reporters there to show it. We'd go the Mahatma Gandhi route of showing civil disobedience. And by the way, this was civil disobedience. Our Second Amendment. Are you getting Nomi Prinz on? I'm sorry. She's having to hear me on a day where I've not had a lot of sleep. But you know, I'm just being honest with people. We should be mad about all this. We should be upset about all this. I'm going to go to her, and I really appreciate her joining me. First, I wanted to read the Declaration of Independence. The Boston Globe asked 2 years ago, is it terrorist, was the headline. Is the Declaration of Independence terrorist? And you know what the majority of lawyers found? Yes, saying you have a right to overthrow a corrupt government is terrorism. These are terrorists against, this is the founding kickoff. 1776, July 4th. That's what July 4th is. This right here. It says it is not just our right, it is our duty to throw off such an oppressive government and to set up new forms to protect our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Read it. What the Bundys did, and everybody, was 100% Boston Tea Party, except they didn't damage any property. The feds did that. Had no court order to destroy the water tanks and shoot the cattle, prize bulls, we've now learned. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prejudice indeed and prudence indeed will indicate and will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now necessarily with constraints them to alter their former system of government. See, it necessarily constrains them. That's a key word. They're bound to throw off the absolute tyranny. The history of the king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And what do we do every day? I've written a new Declaration of Independence that got widely circulated and hailed by constitutional lawyers and picked up by major news sites, showing the long train of abuses. You should write your Declaration of Independence. It was just another bill of particulars they had for a decade before, listing the crimes of the illegitimate paramilitary force perched on top the 13 colonies, using the power of tax to destroy their competition. Did you know the landed lords were exempt from most of the taxes, and so no one could do competition with them, and George Washington had to go and basically be screwed over by them over and over again? That's why they were ready to fight, because they were exempt, like Warren Buffett, from the taxes they were putting on our forebears. It's the same New World Order, same crew we're fighting today. Naomi Prinz, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, and I'm going to settle down now a little bit. It's just being called a traitor, being called a despot, being called dangerous because I'm not even calling for violence, but because I hail what the Bundys did. How could you not admire them? How could you not, when all we do is lay down, when all we do is put up with anything? We're a joke around the world now. Land of the free, home of the brave. And you've got the conservative media calling Bundy a moocher while his family is under attack and that pig son, Rory Reed, is set to make money and works for the Chinese company. All right, her website is NaomiPrinz.com. NaomiPrinz.com, all the president's bankers. She's got a new novel out. She's written nonfiction books as well. Naomi, we're going to break in a moment, and I apologize for getting you on late, but we're going to go over the current, what's happening in the economy, and your take on it and everything. What else do you think we should know? What else is coming up?
Well, there's a lot. My new book is out last week, All the President's Bankers, The Hidden Alliances That Drive American Power, and that power manifests in domestically, internationally, from the standpoint of what happens with the Fed, from the standpoint of what happens to the international entities like the World Bank and IMF. And it was probably the hardest book I've written. There's 70 pages of footnotes in it. And some of them I got right near Austin when I was at the LBJ Library for the other libraries as well. And there's a lot of really good history, starting from Teddy Roosevelt through Obama and the relationships of the presidents to all of the specific bankers of their time, the personal relationships, the social connections, and why those manifested in policies for us.
All right, we'll break it all down on the other side with Naomi Prinz, NaomiPrinz.com, her new book, All the President's Bankers. Thank you so much, Naomi. And again, the reason I get upset talking about the Bundy situation is I know all the facts, or more than most people, the basic facts. And regardless, the demonization of those that are tired of being run over by a government run by foreign banks that are exempt from taxes, I'm just done. And the fact that the media is going with the fact that Bundy's a mooch is absolute fraud. See, producers now didn't build it, and we're all moochers.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com. That's colloidalresearch.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
There's a man.
There's a man
going around taking names.
And he decides who to free and who to blame.
He's Obama with the NDAA.
Everybody won't be treated all the same.
By his loving drones and armored vehicles.
There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When our Lord and Savior Barack Obama comes to town, to quote Jamie Foxx.
When the man comes around.
Naomi Prince, you got the floor. I want to get into your book later, but you were a managing director at Goldman Sachs, blew the whistle on a lot of stuff, done a great job. Tell us what you think about the stock market, derivatives, the state of the world economy right now.
Well, the state of where we are right now is this conglomeration and concentration of more power and wealth in the hands of a smaller group of individuals and institutions than ever in the history of our country. And, for example, right now the big six banks in the United States control, and this is a big number, 84% of our insured deposits, 96% of the derivatives in the United States, and 45% of the derivatives in the world. So what does that mean? They have the largest pool ever and the most concentrated pool, the most monopolistic pool ever of our deposits, leveraged into speculative trading that enables them to have the largest proportion ever of dangerous derivatives in our history. And right now, having gone through the 2008 crisis, we're at a point where our bigger banks are bigger than before. They have been allowed to be so subsidized by that for with plans from the Treasury Department as well as the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve book today is $4.2 trillion of debt. That means breaking down $1.6 trillion of mortgage securities. Those are the toxic securities that imploded the financial system and the global economy. And $1.6 trillion of them are on the books of the Fed. And almost $3 trillion worth of other types of debt securities, treasury securities, are also on the books of the Fed. That means we are funding the additional speculation of these more concentrated, more powerful banks in a manner that has never been seen before in our history, that is more dangerous than ever before. And in addition, we have had the longest period of zero interest rate policy with the Fed giving money effectively freely, in addition to all of this other help in all of our deposits, to these institutions, and that is a policy that is longer and has been going on for more years than ever before, and that includes during wars, after wars, in any form in the Fed's history as well. So that's where we're at today. That's a really dangerous position. And it's not just that concentration of speculation and wealth and capital. It's the concentration of political and financial power that's behind having all of that concentrated wealth and leveraged capital power. And that's really where we're standing today. It's a very, very precarious place.
And now they want to use Ukraine crisis they help create, regardless of which side people are on, to create a Marshall Plan for all of Europe, claiming that the crisis they have engineered on record is going to bring down all of Europe if they don't get hundreds of billions of dollars to keep propping up their scam. Do you agree with that analysis?
I'm so glad you brought up the point of the scam aspect of that in the Marshall Plan, because there is such a connection. And I went through a lot of Truman's records and his relationships with John McCloy and various bankers at the time that the World Bank was being established and that we were in a period of the post-war into the Cold War. And at that time, the idea was that there had to be an expansion of the U.S. as a political superpower and also of the banks as a financial component of that superpower. And they mutually reinforced each other. So this idea of fighting the Cold War was also about expanding this financial influence globally. And the World Bank, in fact, John McCloy, who later became the chairman of Chase, had asked Truman, when he was offered to the presidency of the World Bank, he said, "I will only take that position if you let me trade those bonds through Wall Street," where his friends were and where he ultimately wound up and where he came from. And that gave the financial interests at the time the start of their ability to dictate where funds went. And they went, and I'm getting to the Ukraine because there's a really interesting through line here. In the 50s, they went into Cuba, which, of course, Fidel Castro ultimately nationalized the banks in 1959. But in the mid-50s, they went to Cuba because that was the alignment of military and financial presence. In Beirut as well, because that was where bankers wanted to go to have access to the Middle East initially in the 50s. And there was a rising there in 1958, which Eisenhower sent troops. And that was just the beginning of this connection. You fast forward that through line to the Ukraine today, and there's the same form of what was established back then of propping up this idea of this sort of ideological war, because that plays well in terms of rhetoric on both sides.
And then they call stopping the war and rebuilding Ukraine a new Marshall Plan, when all it is another wealth transfer right to George Soros, who's calling for it. Stay there, Nomi Prince. I want to come back, get your take on all the corruption that's coming out with the banks, the stock market, as a real, futurist when it comes to money. As a top analyst, we want your perspectives on what's coming up dead ahead with Nomi Prinz, NomiPrinz.com. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Wide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-year mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-year mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-286-5273.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-286-5273, 800-286-5273.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Keeps me alive. Naomi Prinz is our guest, former Goldman Sachs managing director. Naomi, what are the major players? A, who are they? I mean, I know who they are, but I want to get your take on it. And I want you to tell the listeners, what is their current posture? How would you describe what's happening in the stock market? Is it going to be deflationary or is it going to be inflationary? Or could we see a new form of stagflation? What should folks expect out there with the $1.5 quadrillion, with all the new debts, with acceleration of derivatives since 2008, with all the same players insulated above the law? It looks to me like imploding things on purpose to consolidate them, a scorched earth creative destruction approach. What's the weather report financially?
Yeah, I mean, certainly that consolidation of wealth and that power and that capital, that leveraged capital, which was what is meant by all those derivatives, has been such a problem before the 2008 crisis. And it's always debt. It's always been this idea that if you push too much debt, whether it's the form of loans like they used to be back 100 years ago, whether it's in the form of complex derivative securities that aren't regulated, that aren't transparent, that are off book, that even when we talk about the assets of a bank, we don't really know where all the little ties to all the offshore bank accounts are because they're not really consolidated into the books that we are actually supporting at the end of the day with our deposits and with the FDIC insurance and all the government subsidies that go to these banks. So that's where we're at. And one of the reasons that currently the stock market is so high is not because the general American is feeling like they've had this 100+% return on their personal life and their personal finances and their personal salaries. No, it's because there's this additional influx of cheap money, of subsidies for debt that has been engineered by the Federal Reserve through these large banks, of which, of course, JP Morgan Chase is the largest bank. It's the most politically and financially connected bank, and it has been throughout history for the last 100 years. What this enables to happen is the stock market rise, which is pumped up by this sort of artificial euphoria, which is based on zero interest rate money to the large players. We don't get zero interest rate money. They do. And they have the ability to leverage it, whether it is through derivatives, through ETFs, through various bets in the stock market, through timing the stock market, through buying back their own shares, through all sorts of different mechanisms that have had the effect of creating this big stock market bubble. And we've seen it in the past. It's just not really been as dangerous as it is today because there is such a lack of understanding or restraint from the powers that be in Washington from a regulatory perspective, from a policy perspective. This is continuing. And what's happening now is because there's no accountability, no one's gone to jail, the fines that the Department of Justice has levied and the SEC has levied on these institutions are tiny. They're less than 0.5% of the assets of these big six banks. That they're a joke. And so when there's no recourse, when there's no reform, when there's no punishment for using money in a way that devastates the global economy, it continues to get used. What we're seeing now in the stock market is one manifestation of where that money is going. So what happens going forward? I've said this before. I don't think this is obviously not stable, good economic or financial policy, what's been going on since the crisis and into the crisis. It is not sustainable. But there is such a force of this bad policy and unsustainable policy that's had the effect of boosting the market, whereas I believe that we're going to be headed for a major crash because you cannot continue a policy of inflating a market with nothing real. And that is what we are visioning right now. Now, I think it's going to take a little bit of time. People ask me, is it going to be a year from now, a half year? I don't really know. I'll say this. It should have not gotten this high, and I believe it should have crashed sooner since it started moving after the 2009 influx of cheap money and of debt buying from the financial institutions. It should have happened sooner, but there's a lot of will on the part of Washington and the Federal Reserve to continue to keep it going. The ECB is instituting bond buying and zero interest rates almost. That it's a global partnership of propping up these markets and propping up the banks that move them. I therefore, from an investment perspective, I look at this being a period of volatility right now. In other words, it's going to go up and down like we've been seeing for a little while, with a tendency to go up because of this artificial support, and ultimately a very steep decline on the other side because there's nothing real sustaining this support. And I think that's in a couple years. I think it could happen sooner if there's a major derivatives transaction or something that unwinds that all the banks are involved in. It's usually about credit or currency, so it might be related to the Ukraine. It might be related to somewhere in Latin America. There's a lot of chance that there are interdependencies and derivatives positions that these banks are intertwined in, as we see every time there's a crash, that is going on right now. And so there could be an external instigator, but right now there's a tremendous amount of artificial stimulus going into this financial globalization markets, into the banks, into the stocks, and into the derivatives.
Nomi, you worked around these people. You worked for, the head of Goldman Sachs, reported into him in his office at the time. We see how John Corzine is above the law with the stuff he did with Goldman Sachs and then MF Global. Is there any way to get through to these people? Because I know they've scientifically set up their systems of control. They have their political hatchet men, their spin doctors, their formulas. But history shows that they always believe their formulas, and then they start smoking their own propaganda, and you get World War II, you get World War I, you get Roman collapse, you get famines, you get serious disconnect, Marie Antoinette type, French Revolution stuff. And is there any way, knowing how these guys act, knowing how arrogant they are, and they make the Wolf of Wall Street pale in significance with their bravado or chutzpah or whatever you call it, is there any way to get through to these loons? Because anyone can look at where the world's going and tell they're not going to get out of this, and neither are we. And can they stop themselves? Is there some way to get these people to act in a more sane way? I mean, why would they want to get rid of checks and balances for the people and then make themselves above the law? That sounds like a horrible world. Tyranny's not safe for anybody.
Well, and they have been rewarded for bad behavior, and that's the problem that we have right now. Historically, there have been periods, for example, after the crash in 1929, where the bankers that were total scam artists, they were tax evading, they were creating little companies named after family members, they were hiding shares, they were telling the public to buy shares while they were shorting shares. All this stuff has gone on. The difference was some of those guys got ejected, and new people came into place. And some of those guys got fined, and new people came into place, and there was a stability. It wasn't perfect. A lot of things went wrong between, say, the 30s and the 70s, but there was more of a stability because there was an accountability on the side of some of these individuals who realized they had gone to the abyss, and yes, they wanted and needed and got government support to get them out, but they also took a step back of their own sort of accord or fear or whatever it was. And what we've seen more recently, though, is a much more dangerous use of the capital that they control. Jamie Dimon, you know, last week was all contrite about how he was sorry. You know, maybe he you know, underestimated things. But this is after J.P. Morgan Chase, the bank, has paid all these fines, which to the public look like a lot, but to them are absolutely nothing. It was probably after some, like, media consultation that someone told him, look, you're kind of being, yeah, just so you know, in case you didn't realize, people think you're a jerk and try to be nice. And then he did, and then all of a sudden the media was all over him saying he was sorry, and that was somehow good, and we moved on. But the thing is, you know, that's all just words. You know, the behavior hasn't changed. The best internally haven't changed. The structure of these banks haven't changed. They've been rewarded by, and J.P. Morgan Chase in particular has been rewarded by allowing itself to buy Bear Stearns, Washington Mutual, having the government support, having the federal connections, and it continues on. So what needs to happen for these guys to wake up? They buy their own story. You know, they buy the fact that they are sort of kings, you know, Jamie Dimon, Lloyd Blankfein. These guys really buy the fact that they have dodged a major bullet. They had a tremendously bad experience running their own institutions, and they were bailed out big time, epically, by the government, by us. So they have, these particular individuals have absolutely no reason to look within their banks and be worried, because even if positions are going sour every single day, even if there's billions of dollars of losses accumulating on their books every single day, they know, they've been shown that these things will get bailed out, that they will be covered. So what it requires, unfortunately, and this is a really bad situation that we're in right now because so much has been covered up, we will see a bigger crisis. There will be a situation in the near future where these banks will have another bout of significant losses, where we're going to talk about too big to fail again and wonder why we made these big banks bigger, where we're going to wonder why we propped up, when I say we, I mean most of the media, propped up these individuals as somehow, yeah, being great navigators of this situation, of the crisis, of Obama and Tim Geithner and Jack Lew all having dodged this bullet. And the reality is there's been nothing that has fundamentally changed. So I can only see change coming from a bigger crisis, and that either comes from within the financial markets themselves and the banks themselves and positions themselves that implode, and we have this whole other round of crisis management, or it comes from individuals who say, look, this is too much. We don't believe that things have changed. We think things have been whitewashed. We need to do something about this because our economy, our houses, our savings, you know, our pensions, our deposits are at risk otherwise.
I've been asking a lot of questions, and I want to get into your book here. because sometimes you can reach the public through a novel, a historical novel, instead of just, you know, cold, hard facts now. But in your gut, what else are you concerned about? And then is there any positive news you've got for people?
Honestly, the positive news that I have, and I do talk in all the president's bankers about this, and did, you know, that is the nonfiction book I just came out with, is that there was a time where there was a kind of solidarity of what people needed for the economy to grow and what the government was willing to provide and what they were willing to do to keep bankers accountable. There's always been close personal ties, personal connections, you know, same schools, same clubs, intermarriages, friendships, protege mentorship relationships between the White House and Wall Street. But there was a time in our past, and I think the hope is to look into it between the 30s and the 70s, where at least, even though everyone, all the people in that equation wanted power, whether it was American power globally politically, whether it was financial power globally from an economic and trade standpoint, they still were able to see the public good. They were still able to sort of walk and chew gum and see a public interest that could only be served if there was some restraint. If people, you know, went to jail, if they committed fraud or crimes, if banks were made smaller or at least divided from the risk they could take, if they took too much risk and the government or society was on the hook for it. So there was a time when things were more stable, there was growth in the country for individuals, and these people still are able to make money. So the kind of hope lies in the past. The unfortunate thing is that, you know, from the 70s and 80s and certainly through on today, no matter who was in government, whether it was, you know, Republican, Democrat, you know, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, doesn't matter, because those alliances with Wall Street have really been working towards the detriment of not just us, but also the world. And so we need to dial that back. There is an answer in our past, but there's also a very, very strong possibility that if we don't look at that, if we don't try to be better than our past, not even like that aspect of our past, because it had problems, that we are going to suffer wider consequences. So there's some hope in that, but there's also a warning in that.
Again, I've been asking the questions. What else is on your radar?
You know, the worrisome thing, and we talked a little bit about it. You did ask this, so I'll just answer it again. Is the Ukraine situation, only because it's being perceived as more of an ideological fight, a new Cold War, and so forth, when in fact it is really a financial fight. It's a globalization of financial fight, and it's who gets the calling rights to that particular part of the world. You know, Russia has been moving its banks into the Ukraine. European and American banks have kind of retreaded after the 2008 crash, and they're looking to come back into that area because it's a very good outpost to Eastern Europe. And so there's a lot of problems that could result in that. There's also problems that could result in what's happening in Asia with respect to additional speculation, and not so much, you know, China's growth or not growth and all the things that are headlined in the media, but what happens with the real speculation where China is trying to really compete to some extent its banks with American and European banks, and for example expanding types of transactions and alliances with Latin America. We've seen that story play before in the 70s. You know, American banks went after Latin America, created a whole lot of debt in that situation. We had a third world debt crisis in the 1980s, which was the start of a tremendous amount of bailouts that we, you know, have manifested and just gone bigger since that period of time. And now I see that coming from this other side of the world. It's like the competition in finance and in globalized finance is to try and sort of soak all the rest of the countries from the standpoint of the countries that have more concentrated wealth or financial institutions, and then try to have the rest of the
world. Sure, you know, New York wants to be London, and then you've got, you know, Germany wanting to get, you know, to be the new London, and then just it's like who can whore themselves out the best, who can devalue the currency the fastest, while actuarying shutting down all your competition and small business so you can pump up your fraudulent balance sheet. I mean, it is a race to the bottom, as Ross Perot said.
And that's really the main worry, that you know, this race to the bottom, this idea of sort of plundering commodities or different types of local establishments as banks grow has been something that has been intrinsic, particularly since what I call the age of financial capitalism, which I think started 100 years ago with J.P. Morgan and the Fed, and sort of this idea that they would be backing to bad bets. And that idea has been really solid through all of what we've seen, all the negatives that we've seen with concentrated banks becoming bigger, with smaller banks getting eaten up, with concentrated businesses becoming bigger and smaller businesses getting eaten up or dying in the process. And the funds, the liquidity, the money that goes into these larger institutions gives them a bigger benefit as well, because if you're getting, for example, 0% money, then, you know, you can do a lot of damage if you have no accountability to even the money that you're getting.
And then when they lose that money, it just gets bailed out on top of it.
Well, exactly. I mean, the fact that the Federal Reserve has a $4.2 trillion balance sheet, there is no, we are not in a time of war. We're not really in the time of any sort of, physical violent danger, for example, on our country, and yet the financial danger is so big that this is the largest amount of subsidies that the Federal Reserve has ever provided the largest banks in the history of its existence.
Look, this is done by design. It's the Japan route. Japan, as you know, was the test. 20 years of recession, depression, and they're doing all this on purpose, in my view, and there's a method to their madness. I think it's going to blow out of control and cause war and famine and revolution. I think they can ride that to even more police state, use the revolutions they cause as a way to have civil wars or internal police actions. I think that's the master plan. I want to ask you about that and talk some about your new book, On the Other Side with Nomi French. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
You've heard about the lowest price promise at Emergency Essentials, but did you know? Right now, you can save $100 on a Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filter. While supplies last, get 40% off a personal emergency kit, 43% off Red Feather Butter, and 46% off the Victoria Hand Grain Mill. And don't forget, you can save over $250 on the year supply of basics. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me.
If you leave me, I won't miss you. And I won't ever take you back.
In the case of the Federal Reserve, I wish they'd leave.
Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me. Cause I don't love you, and I feel by that.
Got some oceanfront property.
Got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
That's what derivatives are. They're just totally fraudulent, made up, sell the house 100 times.
You can see.
Fractional reserve banking, loan out $10 for a dollar. That was the beginning of this, you know, thousands of years ago. The goldsmiths, people didn't want to carry their gold around, so you'd go in and they'd give you receipts that were good for business around the town that you could go redeem so you didn't get robbed. And then they would have your name and everything, and it really stopped criminals from knocking you over the head. But pretty soon, the goldsmiths started loaning out a lot more paper than they actually had gold. And that's where the Rothschilds came in and took over Europe. And it's the same story over and over again. People that can create fraudulent instruments can buy the courts, buy the police, and then pretty soon they take over everything. Naomi Prince, tell us about your book. I haven't read it yet. I've read two of your other nonfiction books. Tell us about your book and how folks get it.
It's called All the President's Bankers, The Hidden Alliances That Drive American Power. It's on Amazon. You can also get some more information and excerpts on it on my website. I have excerpts about the IMF and the World Bank evolution and how that impacts today, as well as all of the,
So this is a nonfiction. Didn't you just write a novel too?
Yeah, I'm just pumping them out, Alex.
Now I want to read this book, so tell me about it.
The thing is, this nonfiction came out of a scene in my novel Black Tuesday that was out a couple years ago, and there was a scene in it where the six bankers in 1929 got together at the Morgan Bank and figured out how to save themselves, and it didn't work so well, but all of those banks still exist today. So at the end of the day, we had a Great Depression. These banks survived, became bigger, and they are what they are today, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and so forth. So it kind of started with a novel, but All the President's Bankers is really my it was my way to use that little kernel and examine all of the relationships throughout all of the presidential libraries in the country over the presidents that have been presidents over the last 100 years and the relationships with the six main bankers of the time and look at how they coordinated what they wanted and needed from each other and were the sort of mutually interdependent entities in Wall Street and Washington. There's no division. They're the same, you know, components of the same political financial power structure and how they operated. So there's a lot of documents in there that I examined through different archives. I didn't want anyone to say, oh, you know, you're just talking about these people, it's a conspiracy. But it's not. I have all of the information. It's well documented in the book. There's 70 pages of footnotes that were kind of a real pain to put together. The footnotes are always the hardest part, and there's a lot of them. But it's really to show people there's real meat here. We're not just talking about this stuff.
This isn't our opinion. You know what's interesting?
Exactly, Alex. That's exactly right.
I get real busy and thought this was a novel, and I just said, please get Naomi Prince on about all the crises. But now that I know about this book, send me a copy. And come back on in like 2 weeks, and let's go over this book. This sounds powerful. Naomi Prince, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much, Alex. Take care.
Thank you. Wow, great lady. Just a great whistleblower. I mean, she was the top of her game, going up in the company at the very top, and she said, I'm not going to be part of this. This is evil. One of the first people warning of the derivatives from the inside back in the 2003, was it, she left? So, great lady. Now, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and I'll be well-rested. I stayed up too late last night, and I was a little goofy today. I apologize for that. That happens occasionally. Sometimes it was good radio, but there's just so much insane, important news. It's up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. BAE's developing Google Glass spy app for spies. Of course they are. And a lot more, but the nightly news is tonight at 7 o'clock. Great job, crew. I want to thank all of you out there that listen and our sponsors. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated
concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones.